بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so generous, Allah is so loving, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Without iman, we would not have been in this masjid, we would not have been making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us Islam, Allah give us iman, Allah give us this beautiful deen, which we should value. Every aspect of this deen and sharia is so beautiful, so beautiful. And then Allah has given us a chance now, inshallah, to take His Mubarak name, may read durood and salam upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala accept this salutation that we have sent upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood sharif. And as we have mentioned previously, on a Friday, we should increase our durood upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This durood sharif is carried by an angel and is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how can a beloved not remember his lover? Or how can a lover not remember his beloved when the name of his beloved is imprinted on his heart? We have in our heart Allah, Allah. Such a beautiful name, the most beautiful name, Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the Khalil of Allah. The friend of Allah. He was the Nabi of Allah and the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just heard somebody reciting the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had with him his flock of sheep. And when he just heard this beautiful glorification of Allah Rabbul Izzat, immediately his hair stood on end. And he begged the person who said those words, please, say it again. So the person said, if I say this name, what will you give me? He said, I'll give you half my flock of sheep. And then when he heard the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, then again, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam begged this person, please tell me one more time. What will you give me? I'll give you the other half. And then again, he recited his name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brought such ecstasy to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the angel tells him that I had been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, to take my name by my Khalil and see how he responds. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is actually dragged on the scorching sand of Makkah. A rock is placed on his chest. He is told to denounce Islam, to leave Islam. What comes out of his heart? Ahad, Ahad, the one Allah, the one Allah. When the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deep in the person's heart, then the praises of Allah will automatically flow from this person's tongue. Where he sits, then again with his friends, he will talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's at home with his family, then too he'll talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Public privacy, if he's traveling again, his consciousness always is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's time for salah, he hastens towards salah. All the time he's checking his time, I must not miss my fajr salah. At night he's restless because he does not want to oversleep the time of fajr. Zuhur, whilst he's at work, or asr time, when he's closing his shop, or he's coming home, again, I must respond to the call of my Allah. Maghrib and Isha, this is the same. All the time, he's in the deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has my Allah commanded me? Let me carry it out, let me execute it. How often we hear the azan? We're in the masjid and still we're busy talking. We're not giving jawab to the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The greatness of Allah is being called out. Allah is most great, nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four times in the beginning, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We have receivers today. We have a mic system, people here over the speaker. Woman at home, azan is being heard, but still busy chit-chatting. Conversation on the phone. No response to the call of Allah. The hadith of Rasul says, when the muazzin, he calls out the azan, قُلُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ muazzin. What the muazzin utters, the same words we should be saying softly to herself. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true marifat, His love. The life of ghaflat, negligence, unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it domineers us, overwhelms us, then we will feel that bu'ad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, distance. But if we become closer to Allah, make tawbah istighfar, Allah has kept the doors of tawbah for us open. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who commit any immorality, some indecent act, they become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've oppressed themselves by doing wrong. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They've made zulam upon themselves. Why? Because they have disobeyed Allah. We can't make zulam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from all those things. By disobeying Allah, Allah doesn't lose in any way. Allah's treasures never diminish. Allah's status and Allah's highest position, Allah's glory, Allah's greatness, Allah's superiority, Allah's great qualities, His majesty never decreases. If every single one of us have the heart of the most wicked person in this world, then too, it does not affect the khazana of Allah, does not affect the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by doing sins, we are actually making zulam upon ourselves. So, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Those who slip and fall into some indecent act. Or they commit such sins that are obviously committing sins that are disobeying and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But immediately, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. They make the dhikr of Allah. They take the name of Allah. They remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then they make tawbah and istighfar. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Nobody besides Allah can forgive. Only Allah can forgive us. But after making the sincere tawbah and istighfar, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Now they are not persistent on those sins. Bas, made a mistake. He glorified Allah, remembered Allah, made istighfar and made tawbah. Now we are not going to go back to those sins. May Allah give us that type of sincere tawbah. We commit this sin, but very quickly again we go back to that sin. That fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the khawf of Allah ta'ala is not there in our heart. May Allah give me the tawfiq first and all of us to have the true khawf and khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This muraqabah that Allah is watching me wherever I am and all the time. This must come into our hearts. And this is the purpose of tazkiyah, tasawuf, islah. To take out all those things which are ghairullah from our hearts. The love that we have for everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or haram pleasures. That anger we have, the pride, the jealousy, the malice in our heart. Anger, all these things have to rid it, take it out of our heart. Dhikr assists in islah of the person. But the real maqsood is that his heart must become pure and clean. His heart must be filled with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Zunnur Misi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, there is no sweetness in this world without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sweetness whatsoever. Imagine if we lived in this world and we don't ever take the name Allah. What kind of life is that? What type of enjoyment? What sweetness is that? No sweetness. You can have all the palaces in the world and all the material things in the world, but you don't have Allah. That sweetness, that mitas, the enjoyment, taking the name Allah, that brings about sweetness in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, sweetness will come through the pardoning of Allah. Allah forgives us. Then that enjoyment, ecstasy. And then you are told that you are successful. Now you, for you is Jannat. And how the faces will be shining and brimming. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ. Faces will be shining bright. That enjoyment, that happiness. And now you, the gates of Jannah are open and now you're entering Jannah. And Jannah is so sweet. But the sweetness in Jannah is increased by the ru'yat of Allah. By the vision of Allah. Imagine how that would be. Seeing Allah Rabbul Izzat in Jannah. How the sweetness of Jannah would increase. May Allah grant us all those beautiful things. May Allah make us true aashiqs of Allah, arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slip, make a guna, tawbah, istighfar. Don't go back to that sin. Turn to Allah. We do not know when maut will overtake us. Maut is hovering above our heads. It's in front of us all the time. So before maut strikes, let us make tawbah, istighfar. Cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ya Allah, I am weak. I'm trying, my Allah. Ya Allah, without your assistance, Ya Allah, I'm a failure. Ya Allah, I cannot go forward without you pushing me, without you holding my hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm your makhluk. I'm the worst of your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, I've made so many promises, I broke those promises. But Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, so kind. Just take our examples. How much in our life have we not disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet Allah ta'ala is so tolerant. Allah is satara dhunub. Ghafara dhunub. Allah hides our faults. Allah covers our faults. Allah forgives us. Allah has never held back the air from us from breathing into it. The water that we have. The ni'mat that we are enjoying here. The comfort, the pleasure. So may Allah Rabbul Izzat give us His true ma'rifat, His muhabbat. May Allah give us His ru'yat in the akhirat, in Jannat. May Allah help, give us the ability to see Him. So the sweetness in Jannat is increased. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal recite the Durood Sharif. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this most beautiful way. We must feel the sweetness on our tongue when we take the name Allah. When you say La ilaha illallah, Mashayikh have explained La, La means no. You are negating. You are making nafi. There is not any person worthy of worship or anything, any deity in this world, illallah, besides Allah. So when we say La, just vision and think that all the filth that has gathered in our hearts, we're washing it away. We're saying no to those pretty women. We're saying no to that haram. We're saying no to that interest and riba and usury. We're saying no to all those pornographic sites. We're saying no to all that haram pleasures that we have. We're saying no to all that haram food that we are eating. We're saying no to that alcohol and no to the drugs and no to that woman, that those women. We're filling our hearts only with the love, ma'rifat, the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the dhikr we make. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا الله we make shukr to you my Allah for every ni'mat that you have given us, especially the ni'mat of iman. My Allah, يا الله you give us the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us make sajda only to you, my Allah. Only make your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us worship any other deities, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, let every person from our progeny be a believer, ya Allah. Right till they leave this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for every sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hain, hum ziyakar hain. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, at that time of sin, my Allah, we forget you. Ya Allah, your consciousness disappears from our hearts. Ya Allah, tu rahim hai, kareem hai, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so haleem, so tolerant, my Allah. You are so tolerant, my Allah. Despite us disobeying you so much, my Allah, every day of our lives, my Allah. You still tolerate us, my Allah. You still give us a tawfiq of taking your Mubarak name on our dirty tongues, my Allah. You still call us to your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, you could have disfigured us. Ya Allah, rahka, farma. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, without you, my Allah, we are doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us every second of our life. Ya Allah, we do not know when more will come, my Allah. Help us to prepare, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the life after death, my Allah. Don't make us be losers in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Make us be kamyab on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Give us our books in our right. Make us be in the company of Rasul Pak, Allah. Allah, help us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your Qur'an. Fill our hearts with the noor of your marifat, my Allah. Help us to practice according to the ilm you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. protect our youngsters, our youth, may Allah. Protect our women folk, our elders, our families, may Allah. Our children and progeny, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Shifa is in your hands. Allahumma aafina fi ajsadina. Ya Allah, Allahumma aafina fi ajsadina. Allahumma zukna siha wal ifa wal aafia, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have left this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the maghfirat, may Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, when we leave this world, make us leave this world in the most beautiful condition. Ya Allah, let our souls come, ya Allah, towards you. Make the angels of rahmat extract our soul and come to swiftly gliding towards you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. in the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Quran, water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any isa. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of the jahal, my Allah. Protect us from the jahal, my Allah. Protect us from the jahal, my Allah. Protect our progeny, our dhurriyat, my Allah, from the jahal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are alive, our children, our grandchildren, or anybody from our progeny, ya Allah, from our dhurriyat is living, and the jahal emerges, my Allah, protect them from the jahal, my Allah. Make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, all the Muslims, ya Allah, wherever they are, those who are suffering, ya Allah. We've got no homes, my Allah, no shelter, no protection. Ya Allah, so many countries now, my Allah. Ya Allah, now it is this innocent, masoom children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food, they've got no shelter, no protection. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat, change the conditions for the better, my Allah. All those people who are aiding and helping them, my Allah. Ya Allah, in any way, my Allah, especially those brothers who have gone there, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for all of them, except they're going there and helping, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to help good causes of deen, my Allah. We have got such ni'mat, so much ni'mat, ya Allah, everything of whatever we desire is on our table, my Allah, on our plate. Still we make nashukri, my Allah. Still we don't show gratitude, my Allah. Those masoom children have nothing, my Allah. Allah, change the condition. Musalman, bahut pareshan hai, pareshani dur farma, ya Allah. Hifazat farma. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulahat, qiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulim, may Allah. Whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, may Allah. They've raised their hands, may Allah. Fulfill each person's jaiz, hajat, and murad, may Allah. Allah, remove our difficulties, may Allah. Whatever difficulties we have, remove it completely, may Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, so many brothers and sisters, يا الله, from different places, يا الله, they've requested duas on their behalf. يا الله, حاضرين غائبين, سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.